This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A scientific journal is publishing a paper the government wanted withheld. The paper analyzes what would happen if terrorists put a lethal toxin in the country's milk supply. Government officials worry the paper gives terrorists too many specifics. The journal's editors say the paper is more likely to improve public safety than threaten it. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
When experts consider the bioterror threats facing America, they inevitably get around to botulinum toxin. It's extremely lethal, even in small doses. And while it's not something you can make with a toy chemistry set, it's also not that hard to cook up. Lawrence Wine is a mathematician interested in bioterrorism. He's at the Stanford University Graduate School of Business in Palo Alto. Late last year, Wine submitted a paper to the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
My paper is a rigorous mathematical study about what would happen if terrorists put some botulinum toxin in the milk supply and about how we might mitigate or even prevent this.
The scenario goes like this. Terrorists get hold of about 10 grams of botulinum toxin. They pour it into a tanker truck. That tainted milk gets piped into 50,000-gallon storage silos. Then it gets pasteurized. That's a process that partially, but not completely, inactivates the toxin.
Then it gets packaged up and sent out through the supply chain into our refrigerators and would be consumed by people. And then the first people who develop symptoms, we kind of hopefully quickly figure out what's going on. And then we'd somehow get on CNN and NPR and all these other places and get people to stop consumption. And then we would have a number of casualties.
Possibly 500,000 or more. Last month, the paper was about to be published when the journal editors received a letter from the Department of Health and Human Services. The letter asked the journal to reconsider publication. HHS was worried that the paper was a roadmap for terrorists and that the risks of publishing outweighed any potential benefits. The journal and its publisher, the National Academy, took the unusual step of withdrawing the paper, at least until they could consider the government's concerns. Now that reconsideration is done, and the Academy believes there's more to be gained from publishing the paper than suppressing it. It's being released online today, and the government is not happy. William Hall is a spokesman for HHS.
We certainly respect the Academy's decision, but we don't agree with it. We recognize that this is an issue that good people, good and reasonable people, disagree about. We basically feel that if the Academy is wrong on this, the consequences could be dire. And it will be HHS and not the Academy that will have to deal with it.
But Stanford's Lawrence Wine says all his work is based on publicly available data. Besides, he says, a mathematical model of how a toxin would spread through the milk supply is by itself not a threat.
A separate question, important but separate, is whether terrorists could get a hold of botulinum toxin in the first place, either by, stealing it or making it or buying it. Now, this latter question of threat assessment contains less science and more opinions. So the only thing we can say for certain about terrorist capabilities is that we're uncertain.
In fact, Wine says his analysis suggests some simple ways the threat of terrorism could be reduced. Putting locks on tanker trucks would help, so would a commercially available rapid test for botulinum toxin. Barry Bloom agrees there's value in publishing. Bloom is dean of the faculty at Harvard School of Public Health and one of the reviewers of the paper.
If this paper, for example, does shake up the dairy industry, does stimulate the government to double its efforts to protect the milk supply, it's going to do us an awful lot more good than to hide the risk and let the terrorists make the toxin and pour it in the milk trucks.
But Bloom agrees with the government on one thing. Scientists now have to worry how their work might be used, or misused, by terrorists. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.